Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. York moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes York trying to get to home. Hoog throws the ball into Tresh, who tags York, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Higgins moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bridges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoag for the out. Sketchley moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Callaway steals third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sketchley takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up towards first. York catches it and steps on first to double up Sketchley. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sketchley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hogue moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Buck Ross now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.